Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and this is John. Today I'm doing finishing my study in 1 John up, and I'll be reading from 1 John chapter 5 from the King James Version Bible. If you would like to join me, you can pause the program now, get your Bible, and read along with me. If not, just listen in on my Bible study, and I'm glad that you could join me. 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ, and there's a lot of people talking about Christ, but they don't want to attach the name of Jesus to it, to the word Christ. So that would be a counterfeit gospel. Are we loving the children of God? Are we keeping his commandments to love one another? Well, that's a good question. By loving one another, are we being kind, gentle, patient? Now, that doesn't mean that we have to lie to others and co-sign their error, but it does mean that we do so in a way that is kind, gentle, and patient. We keep his commandment to love, and that commandment is not grievous. A lot of us might make it hard on ourselves, and we collect resentments very, very quickly. That's why we need to get rid of resentments very, very quickly. When we do, they don't build up, and we can love more easily. And we overcome the world. And what overcomes the world is faith. There's one faith. God had faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ had faith in those that accepted him and his crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. And that's the way we overcome the world. Who is he? Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. So here is your Trinity in verse 7. The Father, the Word, and Holy Spirit. The Word being Jesus Christ, and these three are one. The water and the blood. The blood represents Jesus' crucifixion, and the water represents his Word. We're washed by his Word. We are changed by the crucifixion of Christ, and we are washed by his Word. Says here in verse 8, there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. So it's the Holy Spirit that guides us in the Word, that washes us, and Christ crucified and resurrected that changes us. Verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God, which is Jesus, hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. We've got to be careful about referring to God as a higher power or a God of your own understanding or as the Christ. The belief is put into the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's why I love this book so much, First John. It really nails the issues of error. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Okay. If you know that ye, Jesus Christ, you know that you have eternal life, and you believe in the name of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ. If you ask anything according to his will, and his will is not so much taking place in this physical world, but his will is that we participate in the eternal, in the spirit world. And when we ask according to his will, which has to do with the truth, which has to do with eternity, which has to do with spiritual things, not physical, he hears us. And whatever we ask, we know that we have. If any man see his brother and a brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Well, that's going to take a little explaining right there. If you see a brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, in other words, he survives a sin, it hasn't killed him. God didn't pull him out of this world. He didn't get sick, and then God pulled him out of this world because of a sin. We can pray for that person, can have life. Now, there is a sin unto death. And what is that sin? Well, it's in context with what we're reading here. It's a blatant unbelief. A blatant unbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the washing of the Word and the blood by the Spirit. All unrighteousness is a sin, and there is a sin not unto death. So, a lot of the times when we become selfish and self-centered, and you know, it's pretty much done in ignorance, and it's not an excuse. We need to square up to God's terms on that, which would be to confess it, admit it, confess it, and go and sin no more. And then in verse 18 it says, whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Well, it already said earlier in the book that if we do sin, that we can ask the Father to forgive us, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of that sin. Now, if we continue to practice sin, then we are not of God. We know that whosoever is born of God does not practice sin. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Where do you keep yourself? Where do I keep myself? In the position of Christ's crucified, buried, and resurrected, in the position of the Holy Spirit, position of his word. He that keepeth himself, the wicked one toucheth them not, and we know that we are of God. The whole world lies in wickedness, and I believe that because the word of God says that. And we know that the Son of God has come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. I'm going to read that last line again. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Idol, little children, keep yourself from false religion, from the many, many gods that this world offers you that deny that Jesus Christ is God. Well, thank you for joining me today. I hope you appreciated my Bible study. And until next time, my prayers are with you, and may God bless you.